Yeah, I'm just recording, so whenever we hit a vein.
I don't mostly give a shit about anything that's happened the last 4 days. I'm just really somebody couldn't do something interesting since Monday.
And there was fired Ensemble.
Yeah. They formed the new Halo studio. Well, are about to form a new Halo studio. It's like, wow, milking that cash cow. Which is just depressing, but whatever.
It was.
I mean, you released three decent games. Like, the odds, the more you release in that series, the worse it's going to get. And the odds of a really, really shitty one increase.
There's absolutely, I swear to God, there's absolutely no reason for Halo games to be the way they are. Like, there's no reason, none whatsoever, that Halo could not be like Bioshock. None at all. There's such an amazingly, like, the firmament of, like, the fiction, you know, everything that's going on behind the... Like, Halo's, like, the greatest frickin' fiction that's not just underutilized, but sabotaged by its own...
Yeah.
By its own game. It's like, everything that makes this what it is sucks.
Yeah.
But everything that's come out of what it is kind of cool at some level. I really like the backstory. I really like the fiction. And
It's just, there's so much there, and it's so well-developed, and it's... And then you play the games, and you're like, well, this is kind of fun. I mean, they're decent games, by all means, but we don't need more of them.
Yeah, I guess not.
Like, really. Because I think the odds of them doing it right, especially when it left its home studio, the people that kind of cared about it and nurtured it, you know, I think the odds of it coming out okay are going to be slim. I mean, we'll see, but I don't know. I think it's a mess. It's silly.
Yeah, other than that, you're kind of right. There isn't anything interesting. I was just looking at our little...
There's some tiny stuff, you know?
What the GameStop CEO said about digital distribution. About how he didn't expect there to be, like, the infrastructure for it for, like, another 20 years. I was like, really? Well, you can go ahead and tell that to Steam. And Direct to Drive and all the other digital download services that...
Is there any way that he was maybe referring to console digital distribution? Or was he just talking about it? Was he talking out of his ass, or was he just not?
He was talking out of his ass.
Well, okay. It's GameStop CEO.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, because like if he qualified that and said, I don't think it's going to be possible to do digital distribution to console systems. You know, like say if we're talking about the next generation of like maybe getting away from hard media and doing that sort of thing. Yeah, I'm okay. I will agree with you there.
You know,
that digital distribution in general. Your comment belongs 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, so. Either way, that's how I feel.
It was.
Depending on what he said.
Yeah, well, I saw it on Giant Bomb.
I didn't see it.
I saw it on Giant Bomb, so it should still be on the front page, maybe. I can't remember how old that story was, but I thought that was really amusing and very disconnected. And, you know, like, if GameStop's one of their CEOs was really that disconnected, I would not be at all surprised.
I don't even know that it has anything to do with the disconnect. It's just like, I have no interest in it financially. My company doesn't do that at all. Maybe if I just sort of tell lies.
That's exactly right.
Like, it's just misinformation. That's all it is, politics.
He's the CEO of, bingo. He's the CEO of the company.
It's a political statement.
And they make their money by people walking into their store and buying... You know,
yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's just
and whatever else.
The know, level so. Of ignorance.
Actually,
there
you know
is
how he
astounding.
Really loses money from that? You can't trade in a game
that you buy
that was bought through digital distribution.
That's true.
Yeah,
they can't gouge two people for the same product. A minimum of two people.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
oh, they'll find a way. You just wait.
Yeah, they'll tell lies about the fact that digital distribution can't happen. Sorry.
So it doesn't work.
The backbone doesn't exist.
We would need this massive worldwide communication network, like a digital network.
Like some sort of web?
Some sort of, like, web of tubes.
That's crazy.
That we could use to
it'll never
distribute
work.
Mass amounts of data. And that's just clearly that's fantasy. So, you know. I wish that I had pertinent information and I had been playing a lot, but I've just been playing Warhammer and Spore. Sporehammer.
Sporehammer?
Sporehammer.
Yeah. Me and Daniel were looking at that anti-spore site.
Yeah, that's a good one, man. That was good. I wish I could have been part of the... I wish I could have been fooled.
Right, I didn't know it was the joke was going to hit so soon.
Yeah, I wish I could have been... but I didn't even catch it until...
There's just a website, and people were like, don't buy Spore, it's, you know, it goes against...
Yeah, it's supposed to be the super conservative Christian anti-evolution, stir up a hubbub kind of thing.
Yeah. And everybody was kind of on the fence, like, is this a joke site? What's going on here? And it just post after post was nothing but, oh, Will Wright, you know, don't listen to him because he's blabbing at the mouth again about making your own characters and, you know, evolving creations and whatever. So... comments were always, oh God, Jim, shut up, you know, quit preaching, blah, 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 whatever. So then he has this, if you go to it, what is it, antispore.com?
Yeah.
If you go to it today, the front page post is a very, very long one. But and he's asking people to understand his beliefs, and he goes into all these, quotes the Bible and everything else, and he gets down to the end, talking about Noah and God and everything. The Lord said, the Lord smelled the pleasing aroma and said to his heart, never again will I curse the ground because of man, even though every inclination of his heart is evil from childhood, and never going to give you up. Never going to, and then it like quotes verse after verse of the song.
Yeah.
So you go into the comments of this.
I would personally have used the Fresh Prince approach. Yeah, I much prefer that one.
That fits a little bit better for the
that's true.
When it's storytelling. When it's textual, I believe that it should be Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll just give you that note there.
But if you start reading the comments of this post...
Man, there are people that are still so angry.
People are just pissed at
like they have.
I imagine a lot of them didn't make it to the end of the.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. They didn't make it all the way.
They just got angry. Posted. Which is really funny because then they even look like bigger idiots.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
Well, I think as somebody when that first site came out, somebody I can't remember what site it was in the discussion forums hit it on the head. He's like, "Yeah, real angry fundamentalists don't take the time to make a Google ad account before they throw up their hate site." So.
Yes.
Nonetheless, though, man, good job. Man,
yeah,
props
everybody
to whoever
was expecting it.
It was funny.
It was you know, fair enough. Good job. 5 points, 5 invisible internet points to whoever did that.
Hadoop.
Achievement unlocked.
Has everybody played the Force Unleashed demo?
Yeah. Played 2 of them, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Again, that's another one. You were out for that episode.
Yeah.
I forgot to talk about it.
Oh, yeah?
I played on both systems.
Because it came out that week, and then we had Diacon.
Yeah. Okay. So that was
the Monday
episode.
Right after, and so again, you weren't here.
So I'm a few weeks behind. Yeah. Then
did you finally get around to it?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I don't know. It didn't It didn't do much for me. Yeah. I was underwhelmed.
Yeah. Welcome to the opinion.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm hearing a lot.
It's not bad. It's just like
it was fun killing Imperials.
It's not nearly as fun to play as it is to look at in a demo.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not as much fun to play, but it's going to show up, you know, thanks Gamefly. It'll be there. I'll play it. I'll send it away.
I took it off my Gamefly key.
Like,
is the PC demo the same level as the...
I didn't play the PC demo. I played the 360 and the PS3.
Okay. Is it even coming out for PC?
Yes.
Okay.
Well...
It's later, but
I keep hearing... I'm sorry, I thought the last thing we heard on that was that... That was still not clear. That even though somebody had said, there's a PC
I'm
thing
going
on the
off
way.
What somebody said, yeah. But okay. You may have
but
heard.
Then there was some other comment about that comment, as there often is, saying that that's not entirely the case. Whatever, it doesn't matter. It's, the controls weren't particularly great. Lightsaber should be far more deadly. And various other things. But I've got nothing happening right there. I'm not starting Warhammer at launch, so... I got nothing else happening like right there on the 18th, so there's no reason not to let it go ahead and show up.
Dead space for me, so I can...
And spend, you know, 5 days on it and then send it away.
It's apparently a very short game. Very short. The game, not so much fun. The story, very, very good. And apparently comes with multiple endings, too. But yes.
I'll be playing Warhammer. I looked at it and I was like, man, I'm playing Warhammer, and like, I'm not going to pull myself away from something that is really good for me, because apparently I don't have, Warhammer, but like, I really don't seem to have problems with Warhammer like other people do, so I'll be probably playing that.
To begin with, a lot of these problems are inextricably linked to open beta.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way around that. It's not a beefy enough thing. It's not graphically potent enough to really be causing problems across the board. So, but I think a lot of people are probably going to wind up showing up to it a little bit later. I think it's become standard policy for a lot of people not to involve themselves with an MMO at launch.
Yeah.
Because it's happened many, many times before, but I think that Conan was a fabulous example of something that just looks, plays, delivers itself, delivers a lot of excellence up front.
Mm-hmm.
And then completely, it total bait and switch. So, people will see.
Yeah. So, because I'll probably be playing that at launch, then there's no reason.
Well, there's absolutely no reason to play
Force Unleashed.
You know what will be fun to download on both PC and 360? Left 4 Dead. The MMO.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not for any really deciding factor of which way I'm going to go with it, but...
Well, we don't know. I mean...
I'm probably going both.
Yeah.
For me.
Well, I'm just saying, like, the demo might say an awful lot.
Yeah. Assuming it comes out before the game's release.
Yeah, yeah. That's another big assumption.
There. I know, yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. I hope it comes out before the game's release. But it doesn't really matter too much.
I can't imagine that it would hurt sales very much if it didn't. I honestly can't. It's...
Oh, yeah. Like, it's... I mean, it's moot point whether it does, doesn't... I would even almost say demo or no demo. They would... It's one of those games that it's just going to do well, I imagine. Unless there's some ridiculous flaw that is yet to be revealed.
The only thing I could imagine would be, like, a netcode or something, you know?
Yeah.
Because so far, I mean, we've been playing it online, but not really online. We've been playing it linked.
Local, yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. You know? I'll put out there, again, I haven't even come close to making my own personal decision yet, but... It's let's just say that for both versions there is some kind of essentially crippling netcode problem, a la Team Fortress 2 or Castle Crashers or something like that. These things do not get fixed right away. It's been examined, presented this problem that we have getting things through certification with Microsoft. You identify the problem within minutes of the game going live. You're talking, I mean, if you are very fortunate, you're looking at days
mm-hmm.
before you see a fix on the console side of things. And it doesn't take much to completely destroy that experience, like, at all. I mean, if you're not having good connectivity one client to the next, like, that's it, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're doomed. And when you recognize it as a flaw inherent to how the game handles itself across live, that's really bad. Like, it took a long time before Team Fortress 2 was at all playable on live. Not that a lot of people that I know did it that way, but, I mean, I tried it early
on. Yeah, I tried it.
Times,
yeah,
and it didn't work.
Yeah, it didn't work at all, no.
And Castle Crashers is probably...
And I haven't tried it again since then, because I haven't wanted it,
Yeah, and it's like...
It's like allegedly better now, but
so
I don't care.
Even if it's a completely unforeseen thing, which I'll say that it would be if it happens, sure. Like... If it's on the PC side of things, then you're going to see most likely a much more rapid execution of a fix.
Yeah,
that's. I don't think that should necessarily be a deciding factor, but you mention it, it makes me think.
Yeah. That for me, that seems like that's the last hurdle for me, because obviously I played it PC and I played it 360. None of it matters. But that would be the last.
Yeah, if there's some kind of crippling
when you just can't connect. Castle Crashers, I guess, would be the same way, because we played it at PAX, loved what I played, and I'm like, yep, gonna get that, and then...
Yeah.
That is the only problem with that game. You were playing it.
Yeah, we played it...
We played it local last night.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It was really fun.
It's still fun.
I'm sure it is.
I really wish it worked over live, though.
Yes.
Because two people is fun, but four people would be excellent. Because I played it local, too. But there was only, me and a buddy. So, And I was like, man, this would be really... I really wonder how much that's hurt sales of that game. Like, it's got to have impacted
it. I haven't bought it.
I think a lot of people jumped in without even... They were like, I'm getting this, you know, and they picked it up.
I think a decent number did, but...
But there were
hit
all
the
these
news
people...
so fast.
Yeah.
The netcode problems hit so fast. So that even if you waited till, like, we're going to wait till that evening when you got home, you would have known about the netcode problems. Because they were on there the day. It was all over the
place. Many people bought it and realized, oh, shit, this doesn't
nobody
work.
Could get it to work, I think, was probably the major issue.
Well, there's more than... Actually, there's bigger problems than that, though. I think there's save wiping going on.
I've heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
We did have one point where... What was it? We beat a boss and, like, one of its little minions...
One of its little minions was stuck in the air and we couldn't kill it, so
we had to exit
the level
the
and replay it.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Suck. Although replaying it probably was still fun.
I would have had more fun playing a different level. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially with the level that was based on the old Battletoads racing stage.
Oh, my God.
Right afterwards.
Yeah.
Why are people revitalizing that fucking stage?
Fuck if I know, man. I never wanted to...
That's what Mirror's Edge felt like when I played it.
When I took Battletoads out of my NES, I never said, wow, I want to do that again.
It's horrible.
The shooting animals are funny.
That was pretty hilarious. I just hate that part right afterwards.
Yes.
Anybody get a GOG key?
I didn't pursue one.
Yeah.
Again, that was something that was right on the edge of...
I did, but like 2 nights ago, I just went...
Terrific. This is really great. But I don't really want to spend money here. The one thing it did get me to do, though, is it revitalized my interest in Open Source Free Space 2.
Ah.
So I went out and downloaded all those assets. I was looking at their list, and I was like, this is all awesome. And this one I can get for free. I think I'll go do that.
Yeah.
So I did go do that. I haven't assembled it or
played
it.
For me, though, there's a lot of games on that list I've never played.
Yeah, yeah, because you didn't get into it till Max Payne era.
Shit ton.
There's a difference. Certainly, there are folks who will disagree with me. There is a difference between nostalgia for people who have played part of a game or played the game and want to own it again or going back to it, and people who have never played it because they missed that era, an era that is seriously very, very old, mm-hmm. and then trying to go back to it and approach it new. Like, on the whole, I really am a believer of not being able to go back. Some people can't. Some people, it's not a problem. But
I think the majority of people have an issue.
Yeah, like, and really you want to go back. Like, you totally, totally want to go back. And I've tried to go back to various things many, many times. I'm just like, yeah.
It's been kind of hit or miss for me. There's been some games I've been able to go back to and play, and the gameplay was just that engaging despite the old graphics, but others, the gameplay was very clunky, even though at the time it was, you know, pretty robust, but it just didn't age well.
Yeah, it's it was a discussion on the it's not necessarily related, but I thought it was really interesting. There was a discussion about on the Evil Avatar forums, somebody mentioned not finishing Half-Life, you know, and there was like discussions of like Half-Life 1 or 2,
mm-hmm.
not liking it, hating it, and doing all these other things. And I don't know exactly where people's experiences were, but it became clear that I think a lot of people never played Half-Life 1 the first time through. They're only aware of it, like, you know, back in 98.
Yeah.
They're aware of where it stands in the pantheon
mm-hmm.
of
mm-hmm.
gaming, but didn't experience it, you know, that day.
Yeah.
November 1998 when it came out. And yeah, I think that if you have not at this point or any point in recent memory played the game before, you've just heard a lot of crap about it, and then you go back and try to play it, it's really not very good. Like, it doesn't have a lot of continuity.
Yeah.
You know, I think the story as it is pretty interesting. We've talked about this before. The silent narrator or the silent protagonist,
mm-hmm.
like
yeah,
it's an interesting thing. I think, and it was done very well in that game. And I thought the Opposing Force and Blue Shift were fantastic. You know, weaving the various Gordon Freeman threads together, I thought it was really, really great. But I also realized that I can picture different moments in the game, but I can never remember what order they come in certain aspects. You know, just because at a point the game became very disjointed and weird and
yeah.
The AI is still very good, but on the whole, I've gone back and tried to play it, and I'm just like, yeah, it's not good. Like, I consider Jedi Knight to be one of the greatest games of all time, and probably one of the most important games of all time in terms of what it did for level design mm-hmm. in a first-person shooter, how it kind of seemed to inform the rest of how people designed their games. It's not a very fun game to go back and play, and it's extraordinarily ugly, you know, so I think it has a lot to do with when you came to understanding what those games are. So, and it's totally okay. Like, if you've, you know, never played Fallout, and you go back and play Fallout now, and you hate it, that's really okay. Like,
a lot of the things that made it interesting and innovative at the time are now very passé.
Yeah, I mean, they were groundbreaking, and they broke new ground, but then other things were
built
on that
ground. But now that ground's been well-trod.
Yeah, exactly. So you're like, well, this isn't that cool. I've seen this a million times, you know?
Now, like, average Mick Shooter is capable of doing all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, it isn't revolutionary.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it's totally okay. Like, and at what, you know, $7? You're obviously not out a whole hell of a lot if you buy something through GOG.
I thought it was $5.
It's like $5 to $8.
Okay.
I mean, there's a range,
I think. Yeah, gotcha.
So I was just, you know, kind of medium price.
But you get, like, apparently you get the soundtrack with the game.
Now, that's fucking badass, actually. Yeah. The option to download the game soundtrack as MP3. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much badass. If they had the right things on there, I would
buy it just for the soundtrack.
Yeah. If I couldn't get it in some other way. That's extremely cool. Their service is extremely cool. If they could offer a little bit more, obviously everybody would be really happy. I just don't personally think that I've got it. It's a weird time to launch something like that, you know? Here's an amazing look-back feature, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, step into the Wayback Machine with us, you know, and you see that option. And then you look at the next 3 months and you see, you know, the Way Forward Machine opening up between now and the end of the year.
Well, I'm wondering if they're trying to maybe they thought, all right, now's the time we should jump on this. Obviously, because they have Fallout and Fallout 2 and whatever. They've got the Fallout games. You go to their website.
That's actually a pretty good idea.
The first game that pops up, you know, the one staring you in the face. Is it Fallout Tactics or something like that, I think? Or Fallout 2?
I don't remember which one it is right there. I think it's 2.
Anyway, they got them all. And so I think maybe they thought...
No, you're right.
Jump on the Fallout hype.
You're right about that. Hey, we got Fallout. Like, it's the same way that every one of us was like, Diablo 2!
Yeah, like, we all were like, oh my god!
Yeah.
Gotta play that shit.
And it's great. Like, I think it's great. Yeah, I'm obviously, like, you know, succumbing to marketing, but the marketing is obviously providing me with nostalgia I'm willing to pay for.
Yeah.
So, fucking great. You know, that's fantastic. And yeah, you know.
I considered it. I did consider Fallout. And then, like, that's exactly what I looked at. I was like, man, it'd be fun to play those before Fallout 3. And then I thought, no, it wouldn't.
You're not going to.
No. I thought it would be fun, and then I thought about it for a second, and I was like, no. I don't have the time.
That's okay, though.
Or the drive. And, you know, whatever. You know, I mean, it's like I played them before. I don't need to go back and play them again. And I think I would really lose a lot of the nostalgia that I have for it if I went back and played it again. Because in my mind, they're still epic.
What games have done that to you that you've gone back and you're like, yeah, this doesn't fit anymore, you know? I need to leave those days where they were. I did that with something just not too long ago, actually. I can't remember what it was.
Almost any Atari 2600 game ever that I've played. The exception being Yar's Revenge.
Yeah, I was just about to say Yar's Revenge.
Yeah.
Yar's Revenge is like, still... maintains its awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's a... I mean, it's got good, like, straightforward arcade quality.
Which not many people did on the 2600 very well.
No, they really didn't. They spent all their money on box art.
Yeah.
Which pissed me off to no end. If I'd clobber somebody in the head with that shit.
I don't know, you know, we're kind of getting that in a different way with Mega Man 9. Because, I mean, it's brand new, but it's still...
Yeah.
It's going back to the, I guess...
Well, a lot of the 8-bit stuff, even some games I didn't play back in the day, I was able to go back to and play and have a lot of fun with.
Yeah.
But I think that speaks a lot more to the style and gameplay.
But how long has it been since you played a Mega Man game like that?
Just
going to pull out a recent day, didn't he?
Hey, no, because you went through all of those.
I went through every Mega Man game while Planet Games was open.
Yeah, so it's been, I mean, it's only been a couple few years.
Yeah,
like 3 years.
But yeah, that sounds about right.
Three?
Wow. I didn't know that.
Maybe closer to four.
Yeah, I was going to say. Something like that. Yeah, but like 4 years. No, it's like totally like the fucking Odyssey.
Well, no, Megan's 4 years old. Damn, that's been a long time. It doesn't seem like it's been that long since the store was open. So maybe closer to 5 or 6 years. Okay.
Has it been five?
We just keep backing.
Wow.
The more we think about it.
But no longer than six.
Yeah.
Well, it's because we're older than we want to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not me.
Shut up.
You're younger than you want to be. That's your problem. Yeah, I don't know. I never had much.
I wonder how that Mega Man game
I never loved the 8-bit like
It's going to do great, kind of numbers-wise, yeah.
Yeah.
I have no doubt of that.
But, like...
There's enough old farts like me that want to play that.
Yeah, I would love to see
a demographics breakdown. Yeah, that would be very interesting.
Man, I think there are a lot of people that aren't going to give two shits. A whole lot of people that aren't going to give two shits.
Because they're going to look at that 8-bit shit and be like, well, I don't want to buy this.
Like, especially people that are relatively new. I mean, like, I've been playing games since, like, I could, you know, talk pretty much.
You know, that would be some great, you know, political information to get a hold of, is what games sell to what demographics.
I would be interested, you know, seeing how desperately the, I don't know exactly how to say it, the 8-bit funk has been foisted on the Hot Topic generation.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I got street cred because I have a picture of an Atari 2600 joystick on my shirt.
Uh-huh.
All right, follow up with that shit and go buy Mega Man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they might, you know, because you've got to go to great lengths for street cred.
Well, that's true. That is true. But, like, I mean, like, I've grown up playing games.
That's a wonderful
like,
idea.
For a really, really long time, I've been playing.
Because I can't stand
And I played
shit.
A lot of the old Mega Man games, but, like, I have no desire to get this. Just zero. Because I don't want to go back and do that. Like, I'm past that. So I can only imagine people that, like, don't have any attachment to this. I would be really interested to see how many of them would pick it up.
I doubt very many will.
Which is, you know, part of me thinks it's a shame, but then again, I'm not getting it, so I guess I can't say too much.
It's fine.
But
it's not really being made for them anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's one of those cases where...
The market's big enough to...
Where they said, we don't need to make this for everybody. We need to make this for the people that really, really want it. And they'll buy it. All of them will.
And that's the thing, man. Mega Man is the kind of game that pretty much only Mega Man fans buy anyway. Because
that
it's so
true.
Goddamn hard. And it's still doing the same shit
back
in the 80s.
But there was a shift, though, wasn't there? When the Super Mega Man titles and whatever
Mega
else,
Man
Mega
X.
Man X and all the other shit.
Mega Man
the X series were easier.
The X series did get a little progressively easier up until, like, the absolutely god-awful
X6.
God. What a piece of shit.
God knows it's Mega Man.
But, yeah, the Zero series after that on GBA got really, really tough. Tougher, in my opinion, than the original Mega Man games.
Yeah.
Yeah, God, those kicked my ass.
I only played the first one, but man, it was rough.
You know what I played just recently? I got Facebreaker in from my Gamefly.
Yeah.
Here. Oh, really?
I just wanted to try it out. I did it with another game where... Oh, Guitar Hero Aerosmith. Where I rented it, it came in, I played it that night and all day the next day and was done and sent it back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I knew this was going to be the case. I'm going to get it in, play what little of it I do, you know, enjoy what I play, and then put it back in the thing and send it back. Fucking thing is hard. It is insanely difficult. I wanted to throw my controller away.
It breaks your face is what you're telling me.
But on the easiest of settings. I didn't even have it on normal. I had it on the one below normal, the easy setting.
Like total wuss setting?
Sure, whatever you want to call it. It was the lowest you could go.
The one that normally is reserved for like when your grandmother wants to play a game with you.
Still difficult. I sent a message over.
That's weird.
Agent Fox was he was writing a review for the other site that he writes reviews for, and for that game. And I sent him a message over. I was like, was it this difficult for you? He's like, yes, it's very difficult. Even the low settings, it's a very difficult game. And,
wow.
Which I wouldn't expect that from something that describes itself as an arcade boxer, you know? I thought, and very cartoony looking as it is.
Yeah.
I thought, this will be fun, whatever, I'll snag some achievements out of it, whatever the case, and, you know, say I played it. But fuck that. It went back in the envelope. I mean, I played 3 rounds, and I was done.
Wow.
I could not take it anymore. I couldn't. Now, I'll give it a little bit of credit for its character creator. That thing's nice. That's like Mii's. When you go to see what Mii's people have created, and they have like Darth Vader and everything else, some really creative shit out there.
Cool.
Somebody made Chuck Norris look just like Chuck Norris.
Of course. Yes. Like, I'm sure that was within 5 minutes.
I still can't believe that there's not a Punch-Out game on the Wii yet.
Oh,
it's
no.
called Wii Boxing.
No, that's not.
No, that's called arm spasm. Because that's all you need to do. Wii Boxing will wear you out.
I'm not surprised that it's
don't
not
do it drunk it's either. Just, it's like a again, recipe for nausea.
I'll admit up front, I don't follow the Wii like I used to anymore.
I don't really follow the Wii very much myself.
I'm
but
gonna say ever since Brawl, it's like,
It's a dead console for me right now. I got no more heroes from Wim when we were at PAX. There's some dude outside singing.
I think it's his chair, actually.
I think it is my chair. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like yes. Somebody outside singing.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. There's a, you know.
We are in a radio station.
Across the way.
But, I don't know. Like I said, it's a dead console. I got no more heroes. I should play it, but I haven't. But I should stick it in and play some of it. But
I heard it's really not that good.
I've heard good things about it.
Same here.
I did too, but I'd only heard, like, internet people good things. And then my buddy John got it, and he was like, man, this is terrible.
I don't know your buddy John, so.
Yeah, like, that was what I said. Which is no. Well, no, he had no problems in terms of. Like, that was one of his problems, was it was too easy. He's like, all I do is hit the same buttons over and over and over again. And I'm really bored of that. And he said that he spent way too much time running back and forth between mission objectives and it got old. And I was like, well, hey, there you go.
Still enjoy Mercs. I played some of that last night.
Oh, yeah.
So,
one day I may get that on GameFly. Maybe. One day he'll come in. Maybe.
Do you have any? You have GameFly account?
Yes.
Yeah.
We've been through this a couple times.
A couple months ago.
What are you?
In fact, we talked about tonight earlier that I took it off my.
That's right.
Key.
Well, but what do you currently have?
Right now, I've got
the. What are you into? That's what I was curious about.
Incoming in the mail is NHL 2K9.
Oh.
And hey, look, that was number two on the list. Mercs was number one, so we can't blame me there. But
I don't know how some of that works, because I went back, now that I've got Jeremy's Loner 360, I went back and put Two Human in my queue, and it was, like, very low, is what it told me. And then this morning it was like, yeah, we shipped it.
Hey!
You got lucky. I don't know.
Yeah, I've never had a problem with that. Like, it'll say very low, and I'll, for the most part, I'll get what I want.
Mm, yeah, not.
And I don't know why.
I think
it's
it may
so
be,
inconsistent.
You know, I think probably a lot depends on what else they have, yeah. And local availability, too, may be an issue.
I just checked. Dana's playing Castle Crashers.
Yeah, right, she was playing when I left.
Yeah.
Screw her. I want to play Castle Crashers. I want to play it online, though, so I'm going to, whatever. But, and then I've got, what else do I have? I have the,
You have the two-game thing?
Yeah. I have that coming, should be here today, or tomorrow. And then I've got the Fantasy Harvest Moon game for the DS.
Ah. I've never rented a DS game from Game. I haven't rented, other than the 360 and the PS3. I've never. Rented.
I didn't have one in my queue originally, but I put Advance Wars. I put Days of Ruin in my queue for PAX to take on the plane, and I was like, well, "This is kind of neat." Like, because that's about the length of a DS game as a GameFly rental for me. I enjoyed it, so I threw another one up there. That was actually more for the wife, but since I have been kind of like. Eating the computer so she can't play Civ. So I thought I would do her a favor and get her another Harvest Moon game to play.
But, yeah, so not a lot.
Not much has happened.
No.
Of course, we started doing shows on Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clearly.
That's it.
Obviously.
Take a look at the calendar.
Everywhere got...
I wouldn't worry about it.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Not at all. Not at all. That's fine. I need a little bit of time to play Warhammer before everything else comes out, and I don't...
A little bit of time?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I need more time, but I'm not getting it. Damn it.
You're never going to... You're never going to get the time you need to play an MMO.
Yeah, well, that's true. But I would much rather them launch... not in holiday season. I know it's not as good for them, but it's better for me.
Well, if because it's then I can spend enough, more. But if it's better for enough people, then it is better for them.
Yeah, so. Yeah. But I think a lot of people do what I do, or what I will do. And I mean, I even know, like, I'm looking at this going, I'm going to get this game when it comes out. I'm going to play it for like 2 weeks. And then I'm going to keep my subscription to it, even though I'll spend very minimal amount of time on it until post-Christmas, probably. So it's like I'm handing them free money. I'm not eating up any of their bandwidth or doing any of that crap. I'm just handing them free money.
Right.
So, you know, I guess it works out for them. But, I don't know. It's... That's why I would really love for them to put out the game in, like, January, February, when I've played through all my Christmas crap, and I'm like, man, I need a game to eat up a lot of time until whenever the next release is, and then voila.
I forget that you weren't with the show last year at this time when we were talking about that very subject, about how it was...
MMO releases?
No,
how we handled the holiday.
How the holiday gets backed up with that, and we're like...
And how little sense it actually makes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I can't buy all of it. There are some things that I would buy if they didn't come out in the holidays.
Now, this was very much our thing, and I still believe it is a thing that...
For some people, you lose money releasing it in this.
Yeah, I don't understand. Like, I have to make a decision. And
if you release with Fallout,
who the fuck do you think you are releasing the same week as Fallout?
Yeah, I mean, like...
Seriously. I'm not, like, trying to share anybody
or anything.
You're a cocky
son of a bitch.
But, like, what do you think you're doing?
Yeah.
You are not going to get all the monies. March would probably get you more monies. Because nobody releases shit in March. So it doesn't make any sense to me.
You know, the example of where it actually happened the right way is if you go back and look at, like, the week GTA came out, there was fuck all that week.
And it was originally scheduled.
It was originally scheduled for October.
Yeah, there was fuck all that week.
When it was not released, we actually rejoiced.
Yeah. Oh, it was great.
It was like, thank fucking God.
Now I can buy more games.
$7 that I don't have to spend. That day, because I've got 130 to spend the next day.
And I'm trying to remember, but I think the week Halo 3 came out too, there was like fuck all else.
Halo hit pretty early, which was good.
Yeah,
Halo hit early enough.
Yeah, so you know, every now and then developers go, we should probably not release this week.
It was good. I mean, not that it couldn't have risen above things regardless, but when BioShock came out, there was no other story.
Yeah,
but BioShock.
Well, yeah. It didn't matter what
there was. There was. BioShock and those weird guys playing, you know, whatever. Like, that dude on your friends is playing Uno.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
And you're going, what the fuck are you doing, man?
Yeah. No, it was pretty good, but it was the same problem. For me personally, it's not quite as dense as it was last year, but still an issue. It's like, thanks a lot, man. Like,
there's a lot of games.
It's a big deal for me to be able to.
There's man.
MMOs aside, it's a big deal being able to play new stuff when it comes out. I like to be right there where all my people are, so that we're all kind of right on the cusp of experience together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I like it. And when like everything's coming out within a week, it's like I can't.
No,
I'm sorry, I can't.
Can't,
I
can't do it.
Even if I could afford to buy it all, I can't have any meaningful experiences.
Yeah, I don't have time. Actually, that's another. Like I'm looking at the Fallout release and I'm going, man, because that's a game that will eat a lot of time. That's going to be a very, very time intensive game. Even if all I wanted to do was play from start to finish, it's still one of those games that's not going to be like, I can sit down and do it in a day. And I'm going, God,
Are you the type of, with a game like that, that's your main focus? It's like you just really don't play anything else until you're done with...
With a game like that, it's really hard to do. With other games, I would say yes.
With other games, I can totally do it, yeah.
Like other games, I usually don't mess with stuff until I finish it. At least the single player, be it in the case of, like, a single multiplayer game.
No, I agree. With other games, there are certain games. Too Human, I could say, to bring up something recently. I can play Too Human for a bit, stop, take it out, play Mercs 2.
Play something else, come back to it, yeah.
And then go back to it, that's fine.
I think the problem with games like
BioShock
Fallout
was a game that I just that I played and didn't get very far with, but played some more, you know, and I just, every time I thought about it, I'm like, well, let me play BioShock.
The problem with games like Fallout is that there aren't levels. Like, it's not like, all right, once I get to the next, you know, once I get to the end of this level and whatever,
There's no necessarily natural threshold.
There's no break points.
Yeah.
Yeah, except for stuff you set yourself. Because you've always got tons of shit to do.
Yeah. It's just one big chapter. And
yeah.
You can't close the book.
No, and that's... And so I... And it's that... It's the civilization one more turn mentality where I'm like, you know... Well, let me do this one more quest. Well, let me go do this one more thing. Let me go talk to this one more guy. Let me go get this one piece of equipment. Let me... And then the next thing I know, it's like 4 days later and I haven't eaten. But, so it's a real hard problem with games like Fallout, and it's really tough when they hit during the season when I know there's other stuff I need to play. Like, I need to put it down and experience other things just to be timely. So I don't know, it's rough. We'll see. It may take me longer to finish that than
for me, it'll be a straight through, no doubt. I won't obviously try to do
every
same number of endings, but like with GTA, with BioShock, with things like that, it was like, no, this is what I'm doing. This is where I am right now. I don't want to go anywhere else.
I kind of did it with GTA. I did take a few breaks, but not very many. So that's probably what'll be about to happen. It's like I'll spend most of my free time with Fallout, but then like maybe on a Saturday try and play through something else that comes out.
Fable 2.
Because
it'll be on the same time.
Yeah. Oh, I know. And but if you know Fable 1's any indicator, it will only take a Saturday to play through. So. You know, we'll see. We'll see how it all works. I don't know.
So what's
I got a lot of vacation
thing?
Time. I think I'm going to just take some vacation time.
Like, should.
My boss has been in knee surgery, and I've been working my ass off the past 4 days. So damn it.
Take your time.
I think I'm going to be like, I've got video games to play. Sorry.
So have you pre-ordered War?
I haven't.
Okay.
I haven't.
I didn't know if you were going to try to get into the head start.
I'm up in the air about it.
Which would actually probably be beneficial for you.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Given the way you're talking about your scheduling.
How long it depends.
If you pre-order the LE, you start on the 14th.
You start on Tuesday.
If you pre-order the regular edition, you start on the 16th. And then it goes live the 18th.
Yeah. But if you somehow manage to get your hands on Collector's Edition, you have performed a minor miracle.
At this point, yes.
Because it's, like, sold the fuck out everywhere. Mm-hmm.
But if you know what you're doing... 4 days is an immensity of time to get ahead of everybody else.
So, well, I won't be getting... I mean, I'm not going to do the collector's, so I'll only have 2 days.
Right. No, I was just speaking in terms of that it being a significant head start.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because you could...
A lot.
Especially with one of them being a weekend day, with that Sunday, you can make it through easily all of Tier 1. Easily, and well into Tier 2 in just that one day. So... We'll see. But then you'll run into the problems in tier, like the same problem that my friend and I have had, and that, you know, a lot of people are pushing too hard on one character is like, you know, we were just kind of playing casually, did a lot of PvP because we were having a good time with it, and we found ourselves at decently high level. And man, there's so many public quests spread out through so many areas at tier 2. Like, you're very, very hard pressed to find a group of people to do them.
It's a shame. Hopefully that won't be the case.
Well, because
in live,
because like tier 2, there's two major zones in tier 2 for every conflict. So really, there are 6 tier 2 zones full of party quests. Where do you get those people, man?
Yes.
Like, because you got to have at least 10 people to run a party. Well, depending on levels, obviously, you could do it with less or more. But to get all the way through one, it's going to take 5 to 10 people and. It's just hard to get them together. Especially at those lower levels. They really need to cut back on some of that content that's there right now.
Well, that's not an accusation you hear very often. So
No.
Hopefully they know what they're doing.
It would not, it wouldn't be...
Next week.
We'll see how it pans out, and it may not be an issue. But as it stands right now, like, I really think there's too much there for those levels. There's just not enough people.
Well, it's already done. It's already implemented. Yeah. So we're not talking about development cycles putting something extra in. So
no.
If it's there and it's underutilized, that's a shame, but it could be worse.
Yes.
Here's hoping that the same thing exists at level 40 for everybody's playing.
Yes.
Either way, what is that? What day is the 18th? That
it's
is
Thursday.
Next Thursday.
That's a launch day. A week from today.
It's a week from
good.
Today.
I mean,
exactly.
Here's hoping. You know, I'm crossing my fingers for a successful launch for them.
Yeah. Yeah, I think spreading it out and like letting you do, you know, the collector's edition or head start, the regular pre-orders head start, and it's going to spread that initial push Right. So hopefully it'll let them ramp the servers up as needed. It's a little easier. Rather than having that day one Gold Rush server collapsing wave of players that usually hits.
It's going to be, I think they're gonna catch a goodly number of Warcraft players.
I hope so. They've made a decent game. They really have made a good, for all the flaws and all the things that I would change. Like, it's really a solid game. And I hope that they get, you know, an appropriately sized subscriber base.
So what's the next thing? It's Stalker, right? That's days away. It's like
follow the PC stuff, but yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, that's 15th. That's the 15th. So
same day as Force.
So hopefully that'll be okay. Early reports are not that exciting, but whatever. And then yeah, Force Unleashed.
Force Unleashed is next week. I thought it was Monday, but maybe it's Tuesday. No, it's Monday.
Weird.
Yeah.
Next week is the week of weird release dates.
It is.
Wow. Motherfuckers, your game comes out on Tuesday. Damn it.
Well, what? Rock Band 2 is Sunday?
Yeah, Rock Band 2 is a Sunday. Spore was a Sunday. Like, son of a bitch. Tuesday is the day that games come out. You motherfuckers. I don't have time to, like, try and keep up with all your weird shit.
Screw that. Release your shit on Friday so I can pick it up and play it.
Yeah, really.
Tuesday, it's like, well, I'll buy it, and then I won't have time to play it, or, you know, whatever the case.
See, Tuesday, in my theory, though, Tuesday is, like, because of shipping. I think that's why Tuesday was. Because you can ship everything on Monday, and it'll get there on Tuesdays.
Well, ship it on Thursday and get it there Friday.
See, then they could have shipped it on Monday.
Math is great.
They could have shipped it on Monday. But Friday is a payday for a lot of people, so that would make more sense in terms of, like, people will have money.
Sure.
Not for
me. I wanted to talk about your contest.
Yeah, well, I mean, I want to talk about it on Monday.
I want to talk about it on this show. And give people who happen to catch the extra content
a little head start.
A little head start.
All right, that's fine. We can talk about it on this show.
Yeah, for the podcast, because we're...
Because
we're going to do that too. I mean, then, you know, if you're against it, no, man.
No, that's fine, actually. It makes sense. It will give people a chance to listen live if they wouldn't have.
Of course, we can always edit this shit if we want.
It'll give people a chance to listen live if they wouldn't have normally, to get the extra key chance.
But I wanted to kind of use it as like an experiment to see, you know.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, hey, there's contest stuff in this episode. Maybe you ought to listen to it and see what it is. And see if we get any response.
But yeah, we have three beta invites for Demigod to give out. Courtesy of the fine folks at Sardaun.
Yes.
Who were like, yeah, sure, go for it. Like, they were really, really nice about it.
When is that? When is Demigod?
2009.
Oh.
Yeah. So, like, not only, like, are you getting the Demigod beta, but you're, like, getting to play Demigod for about 6 months.
Jesus.
Because from what I hear, it's not going to be, like, a ramp-up, close-down. Like, they're going to do the same kind of testing for, like... Of course, that may be rumoring, but since I did read that on the internet. Nonetheless. We're going to do...
Yeah, what are we doing for the live show?
What we're going to do, Monday, we'll do a live, like, caller numbered X deal. So, caller numbered X gets key. Whenever we do the contest, which will, you know, right. I'm not going to say that way you listen to the show. You know,
it'll be Monday night.
It'll be Monday night. Listen to the show.
You've just got to call in to win, so that's the issue.
But
you
then
have to listen live.
Then for the other two, to give people that don't listen live a chance, we're going to do send your best god power in terms of like a idea implementable in gameplay. Like what would be a really cool god power to have? You can send that to everyone at evilavatarradio.com, and we'll pick the two coolest ones.
Yeah, the two best answers win.
Yeah, and that's totally subjective.
Well, yeah.
Like, there's no mathematical algorithm. It's what we think is coolest.
Exactly.
So no one.
There is an algorithm, but it's secret.
Yeah, that's right. We're not going to release it. It's very mathematical.
It's proprietary.
We've been developing it for patented. Decades. That's what we do.
The competitive disadvantage if we released it.
You want a Demigod beta key?
Yeah, yeah. Email everyone at Evil Avatar Radio. Send us your God Power idea. That's cool. Or listen to Monday Night. That's, you know, so like that's two chances to win. But we're not going to give the same person two keys. So that.
Oh damn.
That being said, if you win on Monday Night, like obviously your entries are null and void for the email contest. And the week after Shadow, I don't know what day that is. What's a week from Monday?
A Monday.
Thank you. The Monday following is when we'll announce the winners. So you've got, if you, you've got a little over a week. The 22nd, we will announce winners.
Yes.
So, there you go.
Very cool. Very cool.
And that's it. And I think we'll see you Monday. I don't, unless there's somebody's got something else.
No, yeah. It's a quarter after the time, and you know, my Google Reader isn't refreshing anything interesting. So
I know.
That means it's time to go.
That means it's time to go play Warhammer. Or Spore. I may go try and make my Warhammer.